Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is Wednesday night. It's 9 o'clock. That can only mean one thing, that you are on live on the greatest neo soul show on the web, powered by nexttothel.com and the New Soul Cipher. I am the one and only Q-Man, and tonight I have Angela riding out with me, and we are going to deliver to you all of the neo soul you can handle. You ready to go, Angela?
Yes, I am, Q-Man. It's been a while, but I'm back.
Well, I appreciate you. It's we're nearing the end of the summer. You always know that.
Like,
you know, my birthday
like
is Tuesday.
Memphis.
Did I tell you that?
You know what? Huh?
My birthday is Tuesday.
Oh, well, happy birthday. How old are you, like 20?
I appreciate it. What happened?
About 20, right?
Plus 25.
You're still younger than I am. Happy birthday.
I appreciate it. No, I'm a black man, so I'm still older than you are. You know.
I don't agree with that, man, because black women go through so much. We age, but we don't crack.
Yeah. It's been pretty hot out.
Oh, my gosh. It was so hot. I live in Memphis, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was so hot out yesterday. I was about to faint just walking across the parking lot to get some groceries.
Wow.
The temperature was like 98, and so it felt like 120.
Mm.
So I can't wait until the winter comes back. And I know you live in the Northeast.
I do. I've never heard someone say they can't wait for the winter.
Oh,
that's a new one.
You know, every summer I say, this is my last summer in Memphis. Because it's so damn hot. So, I'm still here, but, you know, it's hot here. It's abnormally hot. This is not normal.
Wow. Well,
this is not normal.
You're almost there.
You know what? And I would encourage anybody that has Netflix to watch Wanda Sykes. I think it's called This Is Not Normal. Everything that's going on right now, from the climate to whatever, is not normal. And I don't really look at or go to comedy shows, but I love that one.
Yeah, I gotta check that one out.
Wanda Sykes was.
Really?
I didn't until I was riding home one day, and I was listening to NPR, and she had she was a guest.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, let me go and look up Norma Sykes. Wanda Sykes. And that show is so hilarious. It touched on everything in my life. From Vicks Vapor Rub. You know what Vicks Vapor Rub is? You know what that is?
Of course.
And
of course, I grew up in
sleep apnea. Oh, she touched on Vicks Vapor Rub to sleep apnea. So, you know, I was like, oh my God, I was like falling out of my chair. She was
See,
saying,
now you're
going to
have to watch that.
Yeah, you got to watch it because at one point, you know, she's married to a white woman.
Mm.
And she said that her one of her children had a cold, and so she was trying to put some Vicks Vapor Rub on them, on the chest. And I'm like, Mommy, you're trying to kill me. You're trying to kill me.
So
it was really funny.
So we have to check out Wanda Sykes, obviously, everyone.
Yeah, definitely. Check out that show. It's so funny.
I'm going to check it out, and I'm going to tell you what I thought. So, A$AP Rocky, back in the U.S., and was found guilty of assault in Sweden. Apparently in Sweden, You cannot beat up white boys that follow you around and harass you.
But so, they let him out and let him go home.
They did. They didn't want the attention, I'm sure, that they were getting from holding him. You know, you got, you know, Trump using it to try to look like he cares. You got everyone in the hip hop world complaining and calling and doing things. So Sweden didn't want that attention. So they let him go. But he was found guilty. So he has to pay them about $1,300 to the kid he beat.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna go to Sweden and act up, and then I'm gonna or fight off white people, and then I'm gonna come back to the United States and pay $1,300. You know, that might work.
$1,300. That's what he has to pay.
Mm.
Yeah. So that'll be the end of the ASAP Rocky saga. He's paying a fine. I still don't think you should have to pay someone that was following him around harassing him, but whatever. What are you going to do, right?
Right. That's out of jail.
So we got to talk about this Drake tattoo.
Tell me about the Drake tattoo.
So Drake recently broke some Beatles records. To commemorate this, he tattooed his arm with that famous scene of them crossing that street. What is it, Abbey Road or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
You know the picture I'm talking about, that famous picture of them crossing that street.
I have no idea, but I'll take your word for it.
There's this famous picture of the Beatles where they're crossing this road in London. It's immortalized. It's on posters. It's on shirts. People go to that street and imitate it. It's like this huge thing. But he basically put them on his arm, but then they're kind of looking at him and he's kind of waving like, hey, I beat you kind of thing.
He beat you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because he broke their records.
Oh, he broke their record numbers.
Right. So he's basically being childish, you know.
Mm.
Putting them on his arm and, you know, just silly stuff. He's not winning with grace.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You know, I wouldn't tattoo my mom's name on my arm, so I don't know what's going on with that. Craziness.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do. I know you're surprised to hear that.
I'm not, but I know I don't have any.
Well, I have one. I just have one since I was 21.
Mm.
That's it. Just the one. You know, people say that, oh, once you get one, you're gonna want a whole bunch. No, you're not. One is just fine.
Yeah, can't get one. I hear it's painful. So I'm like, why would I do that?
Nah, I fell asleep. I fell asleep while they were doing mine. But in other news, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson
Mike
said,
Tyson is in the news.
Yes. He said he spends $40,000 on pot monthly.
Oh, my God. I need to become a pot dealer to Mike Tyson. Once I can figure out where to get pot, I won't do that.
Yes, that's what Mike is saying.
I mean, how do people even find drugs? I don't get it, but I guess it's a good thing. I wouldn't even know how to get drugs. But somebody is supplying him $40,000 worth of pot a month.
Well, he's invested in one of those farms.
Mm.
So he already has the inside access. I've never I don't even know. I don't want to lose my black card or anything, but I've never smoked marijuana. I don't know if I should say that out loud. I don't want people to be like, oh, you sell out.
Oh, okay, I would come clean. I've smoked marijuana twice.
Okay.
Once was in high school at a Luther concert, and I coughed it all up, right?
Uh-huh.
And the second time, I was on my way to a Prince concert with people in a car with ball tires. And anyway, let me just say, God helps fools and children. I'm the fool. Because I was with my boyfriend, and he threw a roach, I think that's what it's called, a roach, out the car, and then grabbed me. I'm like, what the hell are you grabbing me for? He goes, there's no gas cap on the gas tank.
Okay, y'all were really high.
Oh, my God. That's the only time. And I was like 19. So, you know, give me credit. I haven't done drugs or anything since then. I don't know where to get drugs, like I said. So, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But he spends $40,000.
40 grand a month he's spending on pot.
Wow.
40 grand. It's amazing. So, shout out to Mike Tyson.
I didn't know he had that kind of money anymore.
I didn't either. Actually, that's surprising, but, you know, shout out to Mike Tyson, he's high somewhere.
I'm going to find him high and ask him for some money. He'll probably give me money.
Yeah, but he might hit you.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, he still hits us very hard. But we have a great guest tonight. All the way from Atlanta, we are bringing you the Nubia Soul Goddess tonight. Very talented sister out of Atlanta. Atlanta's just a great place.
It's a great place, and I hope to go there again.
Yes.
I haven't been there for a while. You know, it's in the South, so I used to go there all the time. And the last time I went was a while ago. I actually sat on the panel about black women in music. And I'm like, why are they inviting me to a panel? I'm tone deaf.
I love Atlanta. Like
I love Atlanta. They haven't been in a while.
They treat me like a king in Atlanta. In Atlanta, if you are from the north and you don't sound like you eat mashed potatoes with every breakfast, they are all over you.
Oh, my gosh. You think we eat mashed potatoes with every breakfast, right?
Well, you know how the Southern people are with their breakfast. Like,
I don't know any morning people in Memphis that eat mashed potatoes with breakfast.
Well, I'm exaggerating, but you know. When there's some mornings, you'll just have a smoothie or a granola bar. In the South, every day, you got to have sausage, which for some reason they call hostages. And then you got to have grits, you got to have eggs, you got to have pork bacon. It's like a whole production.
You got to come visit me in Memphis because I'll give you Cheerios.
Cheerios?
I'll give you some Cheerios. I ain't giving you all that.
Shout out to my man, John. John always checks out the show. John, when I was growing up, now I was a really good basketball player. And when I met John, he was a little bit taller than me. And there was this gym that I used to play at all the time. And they thought I was the greatest thing ever. And then I brought John one week and they were like, wow, he's even better than you. And I didn't want him to come back to the gym after that. I really didn't want him to come back after that.
But you kept him coming back, right? Because you're a good
player. Yeah, he kept coming back after that. You know, took the I'm the best guy title from me. But shout out to John. I always got
to
mention
him. Shout out to John.
Shout out to John. He was putting it down out on the court back then. And he was bigger than me. He was supposed to. So,
you know, and is he taller than you?
Yes. John is legitimately 6'6", at least.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he played real smart. He was annoying. All right, you're going to get me all bent out of shape again. So.
So don't want you reliving those days.
Yeah, we don't want to go back to that. So the Nubia Soul Goddess. Now, let me ask you. I listened to two wonderful songs of hers today, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were called, and that's what I wanted to ask you. One was the Nubia Takeover, and one was Nubia Wonderful. So I'm wondering, are they just Takeover and Wonderful, or was Nubia supposed to be in front of it?
I have no idea. I'm honest. If I'm not anything else, I'm honest. I have no idea. But I'm looking forward to talking to her and listening
yes.
to her music.
So we can ask that question, right?
Right.
Well,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be jealous talking to her just because she's in Atlanta. You know.
I know.
That's weird.
I want to be in Atlanta right now. Last time I was in Atlanta, I stayed at the M, I think it's called.
You stayed where?
It was a really nice hotel, but they had water in the room that cost like $5. I'm like,
what?
Why are you paying $5 for water?
You know the trick to the hotel water, right?
What? Get somebody else to bring some water to you.
You just refill it with the sink water. Go ahead and gulp it down. You kidding me?
I was like, oh my gosh, this water costs $5. I'm like, I ain't paying $5 for water.
No, nobody pays $5 for water.
But I love the ATL. I really do.
ATL's great.
And I want to live there, but the traffic is horrible. And
ATL's traffic is awful. ATL's traffic is, I mean, here is bad and ATL is bad. They're just two bad places.
It's like, and, you know, and the thing about it, Aquash, is that the two places I want to move to,
mm-hmm.
ATL and Los Angeles, both have bad traffic.
Mm.
And like, so I'm just stuck in the middle.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Well, why don't we play a song?
Okay.
Why don't we play The Takeover? Or is it
all
the right. Nubia Takeover? See, she's going to yell at me when she comes on because I should have known this by now. But it's okay. Let's
mm-hmm.
play one of the Nubia Soul Goddess's songs. So,
okay.
That being said, here comes Nubia Takeover. Or Takeover. Nubia Takeover. All right.
Okay.
You were my friend. Lover. You do.
play me like a zoo. I'm so over you. Gonna take my pants, erase your name off my cell, yeah, off my DNA. I'm putting you out, cause no one's home. It's been well time for you to go. Take back my heart, revive myself. Rest my shoulders off, you can go to hell. Take back my jewels, they're not fit for you. They are too grand for a dud like you. It takes a while, the big payback. I'm the big boss now.
Soul Goddess, and that was the Nubia Takeover. That's a nice little song.
It is. I'm like, she took over. I want to know what's behind that, because I've done that before.
That's that. I liked it. I liked it. This is a good song. I guess the Nubia Soul Goddess is caught in that Atlanta traffic, Ange, because.
No. She's not here?
She is not here yet.
All right, well, let's talk about that song, Takeover.
I liked it. It was,
you know,
I liked
it reminds me of a song that's been in my head for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you're going to hate it, but it's Beyonce's song.
Oh, Lord.
This was from years ago, right? And this is when my niece lived with me. So I had that song playing when I kicked her out of my house.
What?
It's like, to the left, to the left.
Oh, goodness.
And so I'm like, you know, sometimes you just got to take over.
Yeah, for those of you that, well, you wouldn't have caught it because we said it before the show started, but I was telling Angela that I broke up with Beyonce when she started dating Jay-Z. You know.
Oh, no, she's married to Jay-Z. He's Mrs. Carter.
I know. Well, you can't be Mrs. Carter and Mrs. Q Man, so.
But you know what? Her show on Netflix is really good. So even like I'm not buying Beyonce's music, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I will say I came up on it by mistake, and I was like watching. I'm like, oh my god, this is so well produced. You know?
Yeah.
So what do you got against Jay-Z?
You talking about the homecoming thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I see it all the time, but I've never checked it out. But it looks
what I work out to every morning.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I envy people with good knees. Okay. I have bad knees. And I envy
people with good knees.
I envy because I have bad knees, right? So, I mean, I think it was well produced.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you have against Jay-Z. I don't even really know Jay-Z, right?
I don't have nothing against him. He's okay.
Oh, okay. All right. But he's been married about 10 years.
I know.
You know.
And the music was
it's
good.
One point. You know, it's one point in the show where she says, you do remember when Solange, like, beat up Jay-Z in the elevator.
In the elevator, yes.
Okay, so there's one point in the show when, I think Beyonce is like, you know, you got $1 billion in the elevator. Things happen. I'm not going, I don't know the exact words, but it's like, mm-hmm. You got $1 billion in the elevator, then something's going to happen. And I remember Beyonce just standing there like, nothing happened around here.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to do that damage control. That's always an interesting topic to me. When you marry somebody, a famous athlete, a famous celebrity, somebody with a lot of money, can you have the same expectation of monogamy in that relationship? And should you? Like,
well,
is that even realistic?
I think, in my opinion, that, and I know people that have married wealthy people because they're wealthy, right? And
mm-hmm.
they put up with stuff, and they never show it. And I think that, I don't know. You know what? Let me take that back. I don't know what's going on between Beyonce and Jay-Z. I'm like, they seem to be happy. And maybe, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but I'll just say, look at the show. Because they seem to be happy. And hell, they're billionaires. I'm not.
Well, of course they're going to seem happy.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they have the same things going on that every relationship does in terms of being happy, not being happy, you know, having your issues.
And then you show what you want to.
Right.
And then you show what you want to the public, right?
Exactly.
It's all a business. It's all a business. You show what you want to the public.
Exactly.
You know, so I don't know.
Yeah. So you never really know what people
I don't
are
know
going
at all. I don't know at all what they're going through, but I think they're business people and they're going to do what they have to do to make that business work.
Exactly. Because they ain't going nowhere at this point. Can you imagine what one of them would be getting if they left the other one?
I know, right? Not gonna divorce anybody. Well, you might, but you know, I don't see Beyonce as being somebody that is going to divorce because she has 3 children now, right?
They have 3? I thought they only had 2.
No, they had twins and they had the first one. First one
they have
like
twins.
6. Yeah, they have twins. And they had the first one that was she's prominent in the video on Netflix. I think her name is Blue, I think. But
it is. But isn't that the one that they didn't really have? They just made you think they had?
I don't know. I'd heard that. But she has pictures of her having those last 2. The twins.
Yeah. I won't dispute the last 2. If it was 2. I didn't even know it was 2. But that first one. The first one, man.
I don't know.
They closed off the whole section of the hospital.
She looks just like Jay-Z. So
yeah, because he inseminated somebody.
Oh my God! You know the beehives. If any of them are looking or listening to this, and no, they're gonna come after me.
they take
but,
that stuff
you know,
way too serious. You
know
that.
Right?
They
I
go.
I don't want them to come
crazy.
After me cause... But
no,
they
But they are a power couple.
They are a power couple, and I happen to know that power couples will do, even though I have never been one of them, will do everything to, you know, do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Jay-Z. Now, Jay-Z recently has teamed up with the NFL. And
yeah,
a lot
up
of people.
With that?
People are in an uproar over this, so I don't know what you guys think, but Jay-Z was the main one when the Kaepernick stuff went down to say, well, I don't need the NFL. And now he is in charge, basically, of all of their halftime shows moving forward, in particular the Super Bowl shows. So why is he doing that? Kaepernick still doesn't have a job, and yet now you are being paid by the NFL. Now, an interesting point to this is that just last year at the Super Bowl, we all crucified Travis Scott for performing at the halftime of the Super Bowl and getting that money.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us did.
I didn't. But, I didn't watch.
Well, the fact that him and one of those, why can't I think of their names now? The Cadillac playistic people. Who are they? Andre 3000 and them. Oh my God.
Oh, okay. they perform at the Super Bowl.
Him. And Travis Scott, and we crucified them for it. And now, less than a year later, here is Jay-Z being paid NFL money. This can't be right now.
And the thing is, he even says in the hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
He even says in the Beyonce show.
Okay,
I'm getting feedback. I'm not going to say anything else.
I hear you fine.
I hear my feedback.
Hear my
let
feedback,
me just say that.
Even
in the Beyonce
in video
on
video
Netflix.
On Netflix.
He was like, you know, they need
you know,
the
they
NFL
need
needs
the,
me.
NFL
I don't need
them.
Them.
I don't need them.
He was saying
right.
that he was
saying that
he had turned down
offers to do
shows at the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
So now he's
mm-hmm.
now
in league with them, right?
In league with them, right?
Exactly. Now he's in bed with them. So. Very interesting that now he is doing that. So a lot of people don't know what to make of that one because, you know, supposedly the NFL is this plantation and we're all staying away from them and what they did to Kaepernick. Well, it's different now that they're putting some money in your pocket. I don't know. We don't know what his motivation is. Maybe it's he's going to come in and change things. Who knows? Who knows what the motivation is? But
hell, maybe
whatever
he'll come
hell,
in and
maybe
say,
come in and say
put Kaepernick
on stage.
He could. I mean, you never know. It's. I can't figure that one out. I really can't. But you know, the halftime show is. No one looks forward to that anymore. It's not like when Michael Jackson did the halftime show at a Super Bowl. That's one of the greatest things I've ever seen. Did you ever see that?
I never ever watched any halftime show. I never even watched football.
I
can't speak to that.
You never saw Michael Jackson's Super Bowl halftime show?
I'm going to look it up.
I need you to
I remember Prince's.
Prince's was good. Michael's was amazing. Put it like this. He kept disappearing and reappearing at all the tops, at the top of the stadium on all of the different ends. You gotta see it.
That was Michael.
You gotta see it. It was completely out of control. Yeah, it was completely out of control. So it looks like the Nubia Soul Goddess is a no show, Angela.
I guess we talk about everything else.
You know the bad thing about that is that I had that on Regina, that one of her guests didn't show. And, you know, whenever we had a meeting, whenever anything, I can always say, well, my guests all show. You had a no show. You know, I always had that to fall back on. Mm-hmm. Now I don't have that to fall back on.
This is your guest, right?
Your guest, right?
Yeah, this is mine. So... yeah, I'm not going to have that to fall back on after this. And that stinks. That absolutely stinks.
Well, you know what? Offline, we got to talk about upcoming guests. Because there's some guests that are going to show up. Because I've had that happen before, as you know.
I mean, it happens in this business. You know, things happen. I get it. You know, you never know. Could be. I mean, there's so many things in Atlanta, you know. Maybe Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
I mean, there's one on every block almost, you know. Let me tell you, Krispy Kreme, they're so good I stopped eating them.
Man,
I don't like donuts.
What? Did you just say you don't like donuts?
I don't like donuts.
What? Who doesn't like donuts?
Me.
I've never heard that before. Why don't you like donuts?
I don't like sweets, pretty much. And then I don't like fried sweets, definitely. And I do go to Krispy Kreme, and I buy donuts for my mom, who has a sweet tooth. But me,
So
I know when that red light is on, people like are lined up around the corner to get some hot donuts. But me, I'm like, no. I don't like sweets. I definitely don't like fried sweets.
So one of the people in the chat, Alaguma Young, says there's lots of things to do in Atlanta. So if you are claiming Atlanta, Ms. Young, then you are going to also take the blame for the Atlanta guests not showing up. See?
You can't do that.
She's an Atlantean, and she's saying that there's a lot of things to do in Atlanta, so I am telling her that she now has to shoulder the blame for the Atlantean that's not showing up tonight.
It's like telling me to show the blame for anybody in Memphis that didn't show up. No.
Well, I mean, come on.
No, honey, you're okay.
You cannot be there talking about Atlanta and then not shoulder some of this blame?
Mm-mm.
Come on.
What
you doing?
What's her name again? What's her name?
Aguma Young.
Aquima?
Alaguma. There's no way I'm going to say something like that. Yeah,
okay,
here you go.
Now,
you got
to okay,
say it.
You know what? You're not responsible for a guest. So Atlanta is a wonderful
place. She's
very
responsible. She's very responsible. And listen, if you're going to say her name, you have to say it like you are jabbing an enemy with a spear and taking your life.
Gosh,
that's how you're
so weird.
Okay. All right. So.
I'm like, I don't talk anyway when I'm jabbing somebody with a spear. You know, if I'm jabbing somebody with a spear, then, you know, they're dead. So, no.
If I'm jabbing somebody with a spear, I'm going to tell them that this is what I'm doing. How does it feel? You would have to. Come on.
Well, there must be more to this than I know, than you're telling me.
What do you mean?
Because why would you say that this person is responsible?
Well, they were the only person talking great about Atlanta in our chat, and our guest was from Atlanta. So.
But you can't do that. Go on.
That's how I siphon out the blade.
You can't do that.
All right.
Lord
all right,
knows
all right.
If I ever get a guest from Memphis and they don't show up, which they have, it has happened. You know it.
Has it?
Right? It has.
I don't remember.
It happened.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't even remember his name either, but he didn't show up twice.
Oh, wow.
So,
no.
Mm-mm.
Twice.
Honey,
funny.
You're okay. You're okay. You're my friend.
Well, next week we will have a guest. And Angela, I really want to thank you for soldiering through tonight. I really appreciate it.
I tried my best. It's
you were
fun.
Great.
I haven't been on the air in a while.
Yeah. And you held
while.
It down, and I appreciate it. And you know what? Unfortunately, our guest did not call in, the Nubia Soul Goddess from Atlanta. But I don't know. Maybe we'll figure out what happened. We did get to hear her music, but
I think yeah,
you
we
know
have
these things.
Song. Maybe we should play it and then go off.
Well, that makes sense. Look at you with your
you
ideas.
Know, you know. I'm like, let's just play the other song and let's leave it at that.
You know what? That makes sense. You know,
because I did like the
why.
First song.
That's why you're in charge of everything, because you just
in
always
charge of
you are. So just so you guys know before we play her song, that her and her band, they're performing around Atlanta, and she's promoting her upcoming album, Changing Faces. And she does a lot of cover tunes for artists like Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, Outkast, Layla Hathaway. She's performed at local and major venues. She's performed in Charlotte and Atlanta at the Pride Festivals, Jazz in the Alley. And she recently opened for the Angie Stone Neo Soul Brunch in Atlanta. See, and that's why I was excited, because she is neo soul, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we
yep,
miss the mark.
I read it too, yep. And I was looking forward
yeah.
to talking to her.
So, but hey, we did what we did, and we'll do it again next week. So, you guys, we look forward to. You okay over there? So, you guys, we look forward to hanging. Okay. We look forward to hanging with you next week. We're going to play her final song that we have, which is called Nubia Wonderful. Right? Or
wonderful.
Just Wonderful. we never got clarity on this. So It could be Nubia Wonderful, or it could be Wonderful. Oh, last thing before we go, while it's on my mind, it's not. You know what? I don't get to talk to you that much, so when I finally get to talk to you, there's all these things I want to ask you about, because you're not like some of the other stuffy people that we know, so I can ask you anything. Have you had that impossible? Have you had that impossible Whopper yet?
Have I had what? Oh,
have you had
no,
the impossible
Whopper? Heck no.
Yeah.
I don't go to fast food restaurants.
Oh, what you heard about
have
it?
Have you
though.
Had it?
No, I'm gonna go this
no,
weekend, and I'm gonna get.
I'm not going to a fast food restaurant for some meat substitute. You know, I'm just not gonna do that.
it's supposed to taste just like a Whopper.
It might, but I ain't gonna eat it. what they put in there? I ain't gonna eat that.
All right. All right,
that,
you guys.
So.
Thanks for riding out with us. Next week, let us know what you thought of the Impossible Whopper, because I plan on trying one. I don't eat red meat,
I will go and get one too, and I will eat a bite of it.
There you go. And we can talk about it next week. Do you know? I don't eat red meat, so for me to be able to walk into a Burger King and say, "Give me a burger," it's gonna be fantastic. I haven't been able to do that since third grade. So it's very exciting. So everybody go out, get an Impossible Whopper. Burger King should pay me for doing that, for saying that, but whatever.
Exactly.
And
they should pay you.
We're gonna go ahead and play the song, and we will see you guys next week. Thanks for holding it down, Ange, and you guys have a good week. Celebrate. Remember, Tuesday's my birthday, so think of me on Tuesday. I'm accepting gifts. Oh, and check out.
I'm not giving you a gift.
You're going to give me a gift. And check out Female
Nightmare. I
give
you a gift.
On my Facebook page. Don't forget to check out. And Angie, if you haven't checked it out yet, check out the Female Nightmares episodes on my Facebook page. So
I will.
Until then.
And before we go off, please, everyone know that Quash is a published author. He is a great, great author. Check him out.
Appreciate that. She's right. I am great. But, yes, check out my Facebook page. All of that info is there. And on that note, we'll see you guys next week. And here is Nubia. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Guess what? Ange? Our guest is on the line. Yes, she did. So I'm still going to have one up on Regina. Let's bring her on for the end of the show so I can stay one ahead. Is this the soulful Nubia soul goddess?
It is. I apologize for being late.
Oh. Well, I understand completely, but Angela was talking about you.
Oh. Listen, the life of an artist. Oh, my God.
Ignore him, because I never talked about you. I don't talk about people I don't know. And the people I know, I don't talk about.
Welcome to the Neo Soul Show, the new Soul Cypher. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are good. We were about to shut down early. We thought we weren't going to have you tonight. But it's okay. We're not even going to waste the 11 minutes of show we have left on trying to find out what happened. Let's talk to you. So let's jump right in, because we got 10 minutes. We played one of your songs. We played the Nubia Takeover.
Thank
we loved
you.
The song.
And I loved it.
I loved it. So my first question is, what was your inspiration for this song? because it sounded like you had something specific.
The Takeover is about my ex-husband, period, point blank.
Oh.
Period, point blank. It's about my ex-husband. He was a character.
Oh. Wow. I didn't expect
and I
that.
Think that's why I felt like I identified with it. I'm like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Yeah. That's okay. Why, you know, you were my friend, my lover, my partner. I thought forever. Mm-hmm. Instead, you gave me heartache and pain. The more I tell, I'm more ashamed. So, yeah. That was my ex-husband.
Yeah, I felt
that. That was the inspiration.
I was like, I love that song.
Thank you.
Wow. That's how I feel about Table Salt.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
What?
Table Salt.
I mean, you know, it does, that's what it does to me. I love it, you know, but it just gives me heartache and pain. It's the same thing. But this is, it's not about me. So... the song that we listened to, and one of the things I wanted to ask you, so is the song called Nubia Takeover?
No, it's actually The Takeover. Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it could be Nubia Takeover because that's kind of what happened after the fact. Yeah, I just kind of took over. I took over my life. How about that?
Excellent. So tell us about your band.
Oh, my band. I have a number of musicians that I play with from time to time, depending on the event and the client. I have a drummer. I have two drummers, actually. I actually have a couple of each instrument, a couple of bass players, a couple of keyboard players, two drummers, one lead guitarist who's absolutely awesome. You want names? I know some of them, they kind of like to keep low key, but yeah, you know.
That's
awesome.
Okay. Well, we were going through your bio, and I see that you are also a published author.
I am. I have published
and you have
three book series. Mm-hmm. It's called Bittersweet.
Excellent. So you do a lot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I wonder sometimes how I do it.
Good for you.
So how did you get the vegan vegetarian dessert brand?
Lord. So this is what happened, okay? I lived in Charlotte for years.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, I decided to become a vegetarian.
Okay.
And at the time, I was married to the ex-husband. He had a sweet tooth. So I was always trying to figure out new ways to do old recipes, but vegetarian or vegan. And that's how that came to be.
Nice. So you know how to cook, you know how to write, you know how to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. This guy doesn't sound like a smart man. I'm just saying.
You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. But where is your next public appearance?
My next public appearance is August 23rd at Gallery 992 for Women Unplugged.
Okay.
It's a group of women with their exclusive, amazing talents. I've seen the lineup. Some of these women I've never met before, but just looking at their pages and profiles, it's like, wow. You know, they seem like giants to me, but I'll be with them. And the tickets are $10
Excellent.
For those who would like to come out. So I'll come out, get you a ticket, hit me up, get a little soul goddess love.
Please send that information to Quash.
Make sure I have that information. Make sure
and
you
I'll
send that to me so I can
put it
out there.
And I might even show it.
I was talking to you, Angie. I was saying let everybody know.
Let everybody know. I'll let everybody know in Atlanta. But I might just show up.
Oh, okay.
Atlanta's one of my favorite places. So
don't believe her.
What?
You ain't going to Atlanta, but
heck, I can drive to Atlanta. I'm in the South.
Yeah, that was a little too aggressive. You know what it is? I only had cereal tonight, so I'm like, I'm too aggressive. I'm sorry. And it was Captain Crunch. But
I think everybody in the South eats sausage and biscuits and whatever, and I told him I have Cheerios.
Oh my God.
So don't listen to him.
I do feel that way. Now listen, we only got 4 minutes left. Tell everyone where they can find and purchase your music and your books.
You can find my music on all streaming platforms. CD Baby, Amazon, Google, Tidal, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, WRFG, KCSB. Oh, Lord, there's a ton of stations here.
Wow.
There's a couple in the UK. You can find my books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, Toledo, about 24 ebook platforms around the world. You can find me on Instagram, Official Nubia Soul Goddess. I am on Facebook. Be prepared. I clown a lot. So, yeah, we have fun.
Looking forward to it.
You know, wow. We're going to check that out. Wow. Interesting stuff. Well, I'm sorry that we condensed it. We had to condense it, you know.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
We did get it in. I'm glad we got to speak to you.
I was in the middle of a play rehearsal and my phone died. I was like, oh my God, my phone died.
Josh, can we play the last song?
Yes, you know what? We got just enough time. So thanks again for calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. When you get the chance, the show will be on the platform. You can listen to it anytime. And we did play your song earlier and talk about you a little bit. Not bad. Good stuff. And so we are going to close the show by playing your song, Wonderful. Is that the name of it?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, excellent. Okay. So another fantastic show. We'll be back next week. We want to again thank the Nubia Soul Goddess for making it just in the nick of time. And make sure to check out her music. And here is her song, Wonderful. And we will see you all next week.
Bye, y'all.
Anticipating woe.